Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Alos, and we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Adameinam tamei atchetesei nafsho. A person is only tamei as a dead body once he is dead. Va'afilu meguyed, even if his body is cut up into pieces and you know he's going to die. Va'afilu goseis, and even if he's a goseis who's going to die, he's not yet tamei, certainly not on a da'oraisa level. So, says the Mishnah, Zokek Libum, another halacha is that his brother is going to need Yibum, meaning if the brother died without children, a guy dies without children, and the surviving brother is not yet dead, that means he's alive, and therefore the woman cannot get remarried yet until she gets a chalitza or he drops dead. Upoter mina Yibum, but he'll also pater from Yibum, meaning if a man dies and he has a son, but the son is almost dead, so the fact that he exists when the father died will exempt the wife from Yibum. Machil b'truma, a person who's almost dead will allow his mother to eat truma, meaning if a woman was married to a Kohen and then she gets divorced from the Kohen, as long as she had a child from that Kohen, she can continue to eat truma. What if he's almost dead? Yeah, but he's not dead. Uposel b'truma, and he can also pasel a woman from eating truma, meaning if a bas Kohen marries someone who's not a Kohen, and so as long as she has a kid from that person, even if she gets divorced, she does not get to go back to eating her father's truma. What if that kid is near death? Still, he's alive. And also when it comes to Tumas Nevela, an animal is not Matame until it is dead. If the animal's head was cut off, even though it's still jumping around, and then it's considered dead enough. Because jumping around is not a sign of life. The tail of a lizard, when you cut it off, also jerks around, but it is not a sign of life. Mishnah Zayin. Evarim of a human being or an animal or a sheretz, there is no shir, meaning it's metame as long as it's a full aver, even though it's less than a kazayis. I feel pachs mikazayis min a mace, even less than a kazayis min a mace, or pachs mikazayis min a nevela, or less than a kazayis of a nevela, pachs mikazayis or less than the size of an adasha from sheretz, metame tumasan. As long as they are a full limb, they are metame. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that a person is considered alive until he is dead, even if you know he's going to die. And that has nafkaminas legabe yibum, and has nafkaminas legabe truma. And the same is true in the animal world. An animal only has tumas nevela when it is in fact dead, but you should know that when its head is cut off, it is in fact dead. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that when it comes to the tumah that an aver will transmit, like an aver min achai, or an aver min ames, or an aver from a nevela, or an aver from a sheretz, even if it's very, very tiny, as long as it's a full aver, it's going to be able to transmit tumah. Next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Ches.